30 years. Online at RileyBuilds.com.
Welcome back here to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today with Glenn Brunkow, Kansas Farm Bureau. He's on the Board of Directors, 1st District, which covers Pottawatomie County, correct?
Yep, Pottawatomie County and Northeast. So,
all right. So tell us a little bit more here about Senate Bill 32 here. I'm curious, you know, obviously you have your opposition here with, I think, Blue Cross Blue Shield, been your biggest opponent. They claimed, I know there was like a argument on social media here between the two sides.
Yeah.
One of those would be that mental health would not be covered here, but you, as I understand, that's not entirely
accurate. We and on all honesty, we haven't built it out yet, but we intend for any of the coverages that you would have through Blue Cross Blue Shield to be covered. This bill is simply asking for the authorization to offer an association health care plan, like many of the other associations do. The Kansas Bankers is one that I know of, but there's several that are they're named in statute. We're just asking to be added on to that.
Okay, excellent. Obviously, the key difference here is theirs is regulated. This one wouldn't be. I guess what are some of the good aspects of that, of not being regulated?
Well, we're going to be regulated just like they are. We're going to have a process. We fall under the Attorney General. Because the government doesn't call us insurance, we're not regulated by the Insurance Commissioner. But we intend to have the same processes that are available, appeals processes that are available through people, through the people that are insured, through the insurance product. But we are covered under the Attorney General, I'm looking here, the Consumer Protection Act. So there is regulations. We're not just out here running wild and free.
No, absolutely. Well, you know, and I'm kind of curious how this kind of translates to the whole Medicaid expansion debate here. I know Governor Kelly has expressed she wants to expand Medicaid to 150,000 Kansans here. This would cover about 42,000 people in your agency.
Or about 1.5% of the total population. It really doesn't have anything to do with Medicare expansion. Mm-hmm. They tried to attach that onto the bill in the Senate. But really, this we're talking about the uninsured in Kansas. We're talking about the people in rural Kansas, the farmers, the ranchers, the small business owners that can't afford insurance through the marketplace. Those are our target audience, many of which don't have insurance now. But you know, a little competition in the marketplace is not a bad thing. Tennessee saw their rates drop about 10% this year. So, you know, we bring a little competition in. It may help all of us. I know one argument is that we're going to pull healthy people out of the pool. Many of the people we're going to hit aren't in the pool now anyway. They choose not to be insured. So if we can provide them with some coverage and provide them with some safety and stability, that's what we want to do. We're doing this for our members. We're not doing this for a profit. We're not doing this for anything other than our members said, hey, this is what we need. We're a grassroots membership organization, and we're doing it for that reason.
Well, as you mentioned, healthcare is such a cost prohibitive thing here for farmers trying to make a buck out here in rural Kansas. And you mentioned the low prices of commodities and just farm income has been down here the last few years. So obviously this would be a major help to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. This is, we're seeing when you're talking $2,000, you know, $24,000 a year for health insurance. That's a huge number when our farm income is way down. We're seeing levels that we haven't seen in, you know, many, many years. Sometimes a 50% or more reduction in farm income. And honestly, the projections don't look like it's going to be any better next year.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious here. You mentioned it goes to the House. Now, what do you need from people here to do to reach out, maybe talk to their lawmakers?
We need everyone to reach out to their House representatives. to their representative. We need to for them to reach out and let them know how important this is to them. You know, whether it doesn't matter on party lines, we would like to. We're a bipartisan organization. We support Republicans and Democrats across the board. We're just doing trying to do what's best for rural America, for rural Kansas, and for our farmers and ranchers. But we really need people to reach out and contact a representative and say, hey, this is really important to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, obviously healthcare has been it's been rising. I mean, we've been battling this for many years. I know my health insurance is not cheap. And but you mentioned, you know, a lot of those plans on the marketplace. I've seen some of those plans that they are not affordable to anybody.
Yeah. You know, when I left Extension, we looked at a plan on the marketplace, and there was no way. I mean, absolutely no way. That's why my wife changed jobs, was to find a better health insurance. And over 50% of Kansans have that through their workplace. And like I said, a lot of our members have a spouse that works off the farm, primarily for health insurance. I mean, that's the way it is with my farm, with my family, with my farm. Because the cost, I mean, we simply don't generate enough income to pay for the premiums at the rate they would be at.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people want to get more information about this in particular here, do you have information on your website?
Sure, absolutely. Go to the Kansas Farm Bureau website. And download that. We have some frequently asked questions that will answer a lot of the things that are out there, all kinds of information. Feel free to call in to Kansas Farm Bureau and ask, but there is a lot of information on our website. We're trying to be as transparent and as open about this. We want everybody to understand what we're doing. Like I said, again, we're not doing this for a profit. We're doing this because this is what our members asked for.
When does this go to the House for debate? Do you know?
It's not out of the committee yet. We had a hearing on that Wednesday. The committee vote maybe next week and maybe to the floor in the next couple weeks. So that's why it's really critical for anyone who would be affected by this to give their representative a call. We need them to hear the stories of the people out there about what they're paying for health care.
All right. Glenn Brunkow, again, our guest here from Kansas Farm Bureau. I'm curious real fast here, and I'll just ask you one more question, but as far as our area lawmakers, have any of them signed on to this?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that yet. I know I've talked to Francis Auerkamp's my representative. I've talked to him. He's supportive. I don't know the Riley County area. I don't know about that, but I do know that anyone that's interested in this and thinks this is a good idea needs to contact them and tell them that.
Okay. Well, we'll be keeping our eye on this bill here as it makes its way through the legislature. Again, Glenn Brunkow on the board of directors here in the 1st District. Thanks again for being
Thank
here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We'll continue on here with In Focus after this News Radio KMAN.